live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We are launching into hour number two of the program. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Spent the whole first hour talking with Jason and Pete from motorhomediaries.com, and I believe they are still with us. They've been driving across the country in an RV that they've lovingly termed Marv, and they have been visiting with all kinds of liberty-minded people, getting video, blogging, tweeting, as it is called, with Twitter, and keeping people up to date on what they've been doing. And I think a number of people have been following them up until this point. And I think that, Jason and Pete, one of the bright sides of the fact that you were arrested yesterday, all three of you, and you've also got Adam with you, in the motorhome. You were all arrested. The RV was confiscated. You ended up getting bailed out. Allison Gibbs from the Campaign for Liberty flew down to help you guys out. People from all across the country and around the world chipped in over $3,000 in less than 2 hours' time to help get you out of jail. You were successfully gotten out of jail. I think one of the benefits that's going to come out of this, I mean, it'd be nice if y'all got a nice settlement from the government there and could use that to fuel your vehicle. But at the very least, I think you're going to see a boost in your web hits and possibly some additional YouTube subscribers on the MotorhomeDiaries.com YouTube channel, because I can tell you that yesterday the hits, the unique visitors to FreeKeen.com alone quadrupled in one day. So hopefully you guys got some of that.
FreeKeen was like the first and the primary source that people would go to. So, you know, once again, we really appreciate what you did. We have seen a spike in the numbers of, like you said, YouTube subscribers and people that have visited the website. It's been tremendous, and it's a testament to say that, you know, I'm really proud of both Pete and Adam, because they didn't back down. They acted completely morally, and they were totally in the right, and they didn't back down just because somebody was acting immorally and they had a badge. I mean, the badge doesn't mean anything. I mean, it'd be great if our police officers behaved, but these guys did not. And so they stood up, and people responded to that. And, you know, the fundraising, and just I was overwhelmed by email messages of support, and just everybody rallying around. So I would encourage more people, you know, don't be afraid of the government, because the government's full of a lot of thugs, to be frank, and just stand up for yourself.
Absolutely. It's something that we encourage here on this show. I think that if Sam were here tonight, he would encourage the same thing. And, of course, he is sitting in jail still. He's been in jail now for over 4 weeks.
You know, what I think is
funny...
For
the same thing, by the way, for recording a government bureaucrat, basically.
What I think is funny here is, you know, Pete was telling the story, and it seemed like one of the things that really set the police officers off was they decided to go in your motorhome without permission because, well, of course, the dog
There's
alerted.
A dog!
Of course, they didn't find any drugs, but the dog alerted, which I'm glad that they didn't find drugs, as it were, you know, just plant something. But they got upset because they saw... What's that?
I said, kids, stay away from drugs.
And they got upset because they saw a bumper sticker that said something like, you know, disobey the government or be mean to the government or something like that.
Yeah.
They went ahead and did exactly the thing that people that think that the government is too big, too intrusive, and too dangerous expected them to do. They abused their power, and they threw innocent people in jail.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are threats. This is Pete again. The threats to me, especially about involving the ATF and us being on an ATF hold while in the jail. You know, we weren't allowed to make a phone call for 7-8 hours, and they kept saying, "Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it." And never did. But then that we find out today when we picked up our RV that the person at the impound lot had brought my firearms from the RV, which had just been left strewn in the RV, open and accessible to anybody. He had put them back in a container and locked them up and brought them inside his facility. And that was great to see, but I mean, it just shows these cops are saying, oh, these guns are so dangerous and so bad, and then they just leave them out in the open like that for anyone to grab. So,
wow. Now, you all said when you got the RV back, which, by the way, how much did it cost to get the RV back? I thought it's going to be a little bit more than your average car to get out of the tow yard.
Yeah, it cost $500, and we were told that what the state of Mississippi does is when the law enforcement calls for a tow, there's like a list of wrecking crews in the area that they just go down one by one, and then their set rate, and because we had a large vehicle, they would have had to use a large wrecker. So the set rate was supposedly $400 an hour, and the guy, you know, he had to drive it first from the scene and then to a second location, and he said he dropped it off about 11:30 in the morning, and then he got a call about 5 in the afternoon to come pick it back up, and during that time, it was to allow the sheriff's department and the ATF, if they came, we're not sure, to look over the RV and examine all the stuff. And so, anyway, he drove it for more than the time, more than 1 hour, but they charged us for about 1 hour.
Jeez, I can hardly believe that there's a good tow story out there.
Well, good, yeah, if you consider $500 good.
Look, 1 hour, people that work with the government as far as tow truck drivers are usually the most ruthless, immoral jerks around.
Surprised. I tend to agree. But let me just say to all the law enforcement out there that's listening that the motorhome that we're driving, Marv, has been heavily vetted by the Jones County Police Department and Sheriff's Department, so there's no need to search us in the future. We are totally clean.
Safe.
Hey, I've got more calls here. Let's talk to Daryl in South Carolina. Daryl, you're on with Pete and Jason from MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Hey, Pete, Jason, first want to say congratulations on getting bailed out. And I'm actually writing an article. It will be put in the Mountaineer Jeffersonian, which is a newspaper up in Morgantown, West Virginia. It's like the alternate college paper up there. Right. And I just want to make sure that I have all the facts, and I'm glad that you guys are posting on your blog everything that happened. That way I can sort of double-check everything.
Well, how can people get in touch with you guys? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you, for instance? I mean, as far as checking facts and things like that, people that want to write articles or get you for an interview, links through MotorhomeDiaries.com, anything specific you want to give out?
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Daryl, thanks for your interest, and we did see your email. We're just right now, we're, like we said, figuring out where our priorities are and going from there. But, mail at MotorhomeDiaries.com is the best place. If you go to MotorhomeDiaries.com, there's a contacts tab. It has different ways of contacting us. There's a phone number as well, which goes to a voicemail through Google. But, once we get this post up within the next couple hours, if you have additional questions, feel free to hit us up, and we'll definitely make time for you.
Daryl, was there any question you wanted to ask right now, just one?
Yeah, after the police officer saw your anti-government bumper stickers, earlier on you said that's when his demeanor changed. And unfortunately, my internet connection went out for like a minute and a half. So I missed hearing what happened immediately after that because he got arrested.
Yeah, basically he read it out loud, and then he said, oh, what did he said like, oh, you're one of those kind, or I know, no, he said, I know what you guys are about, or something like that. I have it written down, but before, I mean, so his demeanor changed there, but it was also when I said, oh, I know dogs can be falsely triggered, and then he was like, you call me a liar? You call my dog a liar? And he got really, it seemed like he was on a mission to find something. They had stopped us, and they're on a mission, and, you know, and then later when they didn't find anything inside, he came back out and started searching the external storage again, and then, you know, he thought he was going to take a compartment apart and thought maybe this would, like, scare me into cooperating, which was ridiculous, but...
And also, while Adam and I were in the back of the same police car being driven to their cage, their jail, over the dispatcher, the police officer said that we were a couple of white supremacists. It was clear that they had no idea what we were about.
But it sounds to me like they'd gotten that briefing from the federal government about how they were trying to tie in liberty-loving people with the white supremacist
every time.
It seems like that this is really common. I mean, they find a van or an RV with three young guys in it, and they just automatically assume, oh, road trip, there's got to be drugs in there. So they start intimidating. And most people give in. In situations like this, I had something similar happen to me. I was on a road trip. I wasn't in an RV, but we got pulled over for basically no reason.
Kids in a car.
Exactly. Kids in a car with out-of-state plates, and I did have drugs on me, so it ended. I didn't have to go to jail, though, so I don't know who got off easier. But
guys, can you stick around for a little more?
We'd love to.
All right, great. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I'm going to burn their whole cell phone battery up.
Longest interview ever?
I don't know. We did Mark Stevens for 2 hours, I think, once. This is definitely up there. 800-259-9231. MotorhomeDiaries.com. The guys are with us. If you get a call, you better make it now. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babcock with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, though. If you've got a question for Pete and Jason from MotorhomeDiaries.com, your call will take preference at the moment because we've had them on since the beginning of the show, giving us all of the inside scoop on why and how and what happened when they were arrested yesterday morning in rural Mississippi, held in a jail cell for 12 full hours and finally let out later on after the activists, liberty activists from around the country, got together and came together quickly and gathered over $3,000, sent that to Allison Gibbs over the Campaign for Liberty. She came down, flew down to see you guys and help out. And so, I mean, so many people came together, and it was such an amazing process to watch happen. And of course, now it's only just beginning in that, you know, there's going to be a trial this summer, most likely, and you guys are going to certainly not give in. You're not going to plea out. You're going to go after these guys as much as you possibly can. And so we've just been talking about that all night long, and, of course, promoting MotorhomeDiaries.com is the amazing experience it has been for you so far. And, of course, all of us get to watch it from the outside as we read your blog posts and view your videos. And you did get some video footage of the police harassing and arresting Adam, one of the other guys there in the RV. But unfortunately, the cops gave you the camera back with the footage deleted. But what they don't know is that we know people who can undelete footage from hard drive cameras, and it happened to be a hard drive based camera. Hard drive and flash based cameras are the easiest cameras, from what I understand, to undelete footage from. So one of our listeners is going to meet up with you guys. He's in Tennessee right now, but I guess he's going to meet up somewhere with you and run his tools on your camera to try to recover this footage. So there's a good chance, I would say, that footage is going to be recovered, in which case, that might be a viral video on YouTube.
Rednecks being cut down like chaff before a sigh.
Well, yeah, you know, and I wanted to make it very clear to the erupting...
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. I wanted to make it very clear to the arresting officer, Officer Adkins of the Jones County Sheriff's Department, that what we're about, and that we are filming this documentary, and that we do have that the 5 minutes of video, and we are going to make him a YouTube star. And so I guess he had to, decide, does he take his chances and let these guys use that video? Or is he like the fastest moving government employee and, quickly delete that video, not realizing that we have friends that can recover that?
Apparently. Let's continue with some phone calls here. People want to talk to you guys. Dan is on the line in New Jersey on the AMP line. Dan, you're on with Jason and Pete from MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Hey, guys. Dan Patrick here.
Hey, Dan. We love you.
Hey. I had a question. Some of the early information came out about your bail, and it was $1,000 for two of you and $1,500 for another. I guess for Jason or for Pete was $1,500. And I guess when all was said and done, it ended up being a lot less than that. Is there any information about what happened to those bail numbers or why it was reduced?
Well, initially they had a bunch of charges that they rattle off, and then they had to give us something for the 12 hours that we spent in a cage. So we walked out with like one charge apiece, and I guess that brought the number down. But these guys, I mean, you talk about mismanagement and just a clumsy police department. I don't know who these guys are that they give badges to in Jones County, but it was just utter confusion the entire time. Exactly.
Yeah, and so that's how it sounded. I mean, I called the police department myself to get some direct information, and I was put on hold for a long period of time and hung up and called back, and there was a lot of passing me around.
I was actually fairly lucky when I called the bureaucrats at the jail. They were pretty nice. Maybe it was because I called one of them early on. But when I talked to the captain, she was actually friendly and nice to me. So, I mean, credit where credit's due. At least they could have been nastier and meaner, I suppose. And how were they treating you guys in general when you were actually on the inside?
Yeah, this is Pete again. When I first arrived for booking, Jason and Adam had been already, they were sitting there already. They had showed up before me. They were sitting on a bench, and they led me into a room adjacent, but I was still able to see them about 15 feet away and converse with them. And Jason obviously was still in pain. His eyes were closed, and I asked him how he was doing. And he said, he hadn't yet been able to open his eyes from the pepper spray. And then one of the officers, attempted to close the door between us, and someone else asked him what he was doing. He said, well, they're talking. And he said, the second officer said, well, have you advised them not to talk? And he said, well, I don't know. And then so anyway, they left the door open. We're able to talk a little bit. But Jason asked if he'd go to the washroom, get his eyes taken care of. And they said, well, after you're booked. And then we sat there for a while, and then, you know, after your book, finally they let him up, and they let him over to a sink, so he was able to wash out his eyes a little bit. But
wow,
it was this long process, and we said, you know, can we make a phone call, let some people know what's going on? And they said, after your book. But they put us in a cell, and they left us there, you know, with a lot of other people who were in this pretty similar situations of victimless crimes. And we, you know, like I said, I don't think we did anything wrong at all, so we kept asking every correctional officer that walked by, like, could we use the phone? And they said, oh, we'll get to that. And then it took a good 7 hours to let us finally get a phone call.
That sounds like jail.
Kept in this cold room. It was like, it was this, you know, cinder block room, 9 cinder blocks by 10 cinder blocks, and it was like concrete floor, just laying on the floor, and you know, pretty uncomfortable. But you know, I know a lot of people out there have it worse, and obviously, like we're very fortunate to have the people in our networks that we do that were able to come and help us out. So much appreciated.
Yeah, and. The only other point I wanted to make, guys, is I know you're going to be putting out a lot of content on your website and blogging and everything, but you know, if you can take a few minutes and just put together like a 500 or 1,000 word press release and you know, put it out to some of the local newspapers and stuff, you might be surprised at who would pick it up, or even local TV stations.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, Pete is polishing up a post about just a kind of a minute-by-minute detail of what happened. I'm working on a post about, you know, all the support that we received, and then we are definitely going to put out press releases, and especially in Jones County, get the local media know what their sheriff and how his deputies are kept off their leashes. I also want to mention that I don't think we answered your question directly, Dan. You were asking about the fines. I walked out with a $300 fine, and I believe Pete and Adam had about a $200 fine. And so, just for the record, that
hold on. Point of information: are those fines or bail amounts?
Well, actually, they're gonna turn into fines, because if we don't show up for our court appearance, then they keep that money. So they said, you know, if you want to contest it, then you know, you might get that money back. But
you guys actually pay for your release at the time, or were you just given these fines and a future court date and allowed to walk?
That's exactly what happened. Yeah,
no, the latter.
We paid our fine because we were out of state. They made us pay everything up front, and if we want that money back, then we have to go to court.
I don't know. And Dan, thank you for the call tonight. I don't know if I would trust those bureaucrats. You definitely should consult them. I'm sure you're going to do this anyway, but just to let people know they're listening. You never want to believe the bureaucrats when they tell you things, unless you can get it in writing, or get them, you know, recorded saying what they're saying. That way you can have some proof of it. Because if they're claiming that, oh, well, you just give us this money, we'll let you out, and then if you come and you can challenge it or not, you know, no big deal. We'll pay it back if you win. Well, what if it turns out that if you don't show up, you get a failure to appear charge, and then the next time you drive through Mississippi, they pick you up again on failure to appear, which is usually an even more serious kind of a situation. That's a very real possibility. Guys, if you can hang on, we're going to bring you back. Still got another call for you. 800-259-9231. Hopefully more with MotorhomeDiaries.com's Pete and Jason here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. And that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and they're all free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and even a webcam. As I mentioned, we are testing brand-new webcam service starting tonight. You can get all of that for free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, radio shows, all for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL today. They've got all kinds of major authors over there. I would guess every major author over there. James Patterson, Mary Higgins Clark, audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
They have been driving all around the country for the last couple of months. They're going to continue doing it all throughout the entire year. It's the Motorhome Diaries, motorhomediaries.com. Jason and Pete, former Crashers-in-Chief over at Bureau Crash, have now moved on and are doing what I think is an amazing outreach project where they've been visiting with all kinds of liberty-minded people around the country, shooting video, putting them online, chronicling their travels across North America. And it's been a great experience so far. Wasn't so great yesterday morning after, as you, Jason, were being pepper sprayed for not handing a police officer your identification after your other friends were being arrested for trying to videotape their cameras the police officers as y'all had been pulled over for some sort of tag issue. And so they took y'all to jail, and the activists came to your rescue. They did an amazing job coming together from all across the country. Allison Gibbs from the Campaign for Liberty flew down there to help you guys out. There was a local activist in Jones County, Mississippi, that came down to help you out as well. And so thank goodness we have the internet and all these people coming together, have the ability to come together in a way that, you know, 8 years ago would not have been possible, even though we had the internet back then. Now we've got so many social networking functions. People are so much better interconnected today. And it's just been it's been great having you on the show tonight. I really appreciate you staying with us so long and answering all these questions.
Well, thanks so much. And I want to tie our case into the free Sam Dobson case, because video cameras are really, really important. And, I mean, activists should use that as their primary weapon. And, Sam, he's been in jail much longer than we have. It was only 12 days. So imagine the hardship that he's going through. So I would hope anybody that's listening to this radio show in support of the Motorhome Diaries guys would support Sam as well.
Absolutely, and I'm glad you said that. I was going to ask you, just as a favor, in all of the interviews that you're going to end up doing here, in all of the coverage you guys have managed to receive, I don't think Sam has gotten half of the coverage you guys have gotten in 24 hours in 4 weeks for his case. Now, we are on the cusp, hopefully, of getting a Boston Globe mainstream article written that might mention Sam, and rumor has it there's a feature story being worked on here in Keene about him. But you know, as far as the blog coverage is concerned, you guys blew up in the blogosphere big time yesterday,
yeah,
and
huge.
It took weeks to get that kind of response for Sam. So any chance you get to mention his plight and what he's dealing with? Because it's a very similar situation. You guys were on the side of the road recording a government bureaucrat. He was in a government court lobby recording using his video camera, and he was arrested. So it's kind of the same issue that, you know, that started both of these situations. And I really appreciate that. And I'm sure if Sam were on the line with us, he would be expressing his appreciation as well. Back to my question from before the break, I was suggesting that if the bureaucrats are telling you one thing about how, oh, well, you've already paid the fine, so if you don't show up for court, we'll just keep the money, no big deal. I don't trust a word that they say, and I don't know if you've consulted. Have you consulted with a lawyer about the veracity of that claim?
Well, we signed paperwork that told us the fine and spelled out that, if we don't go to court, then they keep the money, but we can get it back. So, I mean, we did sign paperwork when we gave over that money.
And you have copies of that paperwork?
I sure do, yes.
Okay, very good. That's that is good to know.
Those rednecks just want your money.
Yes,
they
that's
want you
all
to, they
about.
Want to take your money, well, and they want to send you on, and they're kind of happy that they got to squirt a little pepper spray in your eye and teach you city folks some lesson about law enforcement out here in rural Mississippi.
Let me just say that, I mean, right now I'm in Birmingham, Alabama with some friends, and I mean, these are the police department. These are the cops, right? The people in Mississippi that helped us out, like the cab driver we told our story to, and the people at Walmart where we had to buy our clothes because everything was locked up in our RV. Everybody was super friendly there. And so, I mean, the people are great. They just have really, really, really bad cops.
Absolutely. I'm not going after everybody from the South. I am from the South. What I'm going after is the redneck good old boy cops that they have out there.
Well, let me just say that, so I'm in the back of the police car, my eyes are full of pepper spray, Adam's next to me, and, I believe it was I was told their captain, Adam told me because I couldn't see, but, he's like, y'all have a good day now, and then he peels away, and, their sirens, you know, the red and blue light, part of it, will play some, country jingle. It wasn't Dixie, but it was something like that. I couldn't identify it. No, I'm serious. Yeah, it was just like the Dukes of Hazzard.
That's Dixie. That's weird.
Wow, that is bizarre. The siren is not a standard police siren. It's playing some sort of southern ditty.
That's the Jones County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, you used to live on a street where the kid would come down in his souped-up hot rod with the Dixie. He'd push his horn.
That's fine, because taxpayers aren't paying for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got another call. People want to talk to you. Norman is on the line in Texas. Norman, you're on with Pete and Jason from MotorhomeDiaries.com.
Hey, Pete and Jason. This is Norm from Austin. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, man. I was so freaked out when I heard about what happened yesterday. I mean, considering we had just talked last Saturday and we were having a great time over here in Austin, I was just absolutely beside myself, especially since I'd heard about, I don't know, you guys might have heard about this, the pastor near Yuma, Texas, that got tased and nearly killed by the insane cops out here.
Mm. The video of that is horrific, by the way.
It's unbelievable. You can find it on, like, the LouRockwell.com blog and various other places. It's just absolutely astounding. And actually, I had one question that has already been answered over the course of, you know, the last few minutes. One question I had is that I had been hearing that they were arresting you for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a dry county, but then I also heard that there are no dry counties in Mississippi. Is that true, or is that just bogus?
It's very confusing because, yes, they did charge Pete with having a single Corona beer in the refrigerator. And Pete doesn't even drink beer, by the way. It wasn't even his. But they had to have some excuse to justify why they locked him in a cage for 12 hours.
So it is a dry county then, because I'd heard the conflicting information that Mississippi has no dry counties. Wikipedia doesn't list any, but then somebody else claimed on the blog at freekeen.com that there are indeed dry counties in Mississippi. And if that's the case, and what you're saying is true, that the beer wasn't even open, then that they could charge you for just possessing alcohol in a dry county. Most dry counties, you just can't buy the alcohol, but I guess there are some of them where you can't even be in possession of it. It's a true prohibition.
I don't have the answer. It's
unbelievable.
It's very confusing because the nice cab driver that picked us up, we told her about that. She's like, look, there's an Applebee's right there that sells alcohol. So I don't see how these charges can hold up in court.
They're probably just hoping that you don't show up and they can keep your money.
They just want your money. That's all it's about.
Well, they know they have a public relations nightmare on their hands. And they just had nothing that they could pin on Pete because they searched the vehicle and found nothing. You know, it was totally clean except for this one beer. And there might be some old statute on the books that isn't even enforced, but they threw that in there. I don't know. I'll get back to you about this, and we'll certainly publish it on motorhomediaries.com.
Yeah, guys. And Norman, thanks for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. Please keep us in the loop as things continue to develop. Obviously, I think we went a full week without hearing from you guys, and I got my Jones going on here. I need to get my Motorhome Diaries fixed.
I was very concerned when I saw this on Twitter. I happened to be on Facebook.
It was all thanks to you, Mark. You gave me the heads up on
this. Well, I mean, you would have found out anyway. I just happened to get it before you. I was very concerned, and just like the caller there, I know what happens when people get thrown into prison. I saw Midnight Run. I know what happens when people get thrown to prison in third world areas, and God knows Jones County's one.
Hey guys, thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time out to share this with our listeners, and hopefully this was an exclusive interview, right? We got the first one, didn't we?
Yeah, you got it even before we did on MotorhomeDogs.com. And thank you guys so much, and just free Sam.
Hey, thank you guys. We'll look forward to seeing you back up here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or dishonestmoney.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This show is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. When you enter our website, when you enter Amazon through our special link, amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, they probably sell it in dozens of different categories with free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. Enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. You can even buy used items. We'll still get a cut. So whenever you enter through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And if you're also looking to put some of your hard-earned money towards some great liberty activists, head over to motorhomediaries.com and put some money in the gas tank of Jason, Pete, and Adam. We just talked to them for the first full hour and 45 minutes of the show about them being arrested yesterday on just nonsensical disorderly conduct charges, which, of course, is the catch-all favorite charge of the cops. If the cops decide they don't like you, but they can't find any other reason to arrest you, they will arrest you on disorderly conduct charges. And I'd like to also re-encourage activists out there to arm up with a video camera. Make sure that you've got a video camera, or at the very least an audio recording device of some sort with you wherever it is you go, especially if you're going out to do some activism. Make a point of having these things with you. I didn't get a chance to ask Jason and Pete. I know that I think they have an iPhone. I just don't know if they got the Qik.com thing up and running yet. But if they haven't done that yet, they really should take a close look at Qik.com and see if they can get that application up and running on their phone. Maybe they weren't around a cell tower when they had gotten pulled over in this rural area of Mississippi.
Rural areas usually have pretty good cell coverage because they don't have strict regulations. Zoning laws. So therefore, they often do.
Sometimes it's a crapshoot. If you're in the middle of nowhere, sometimes there's nothing.
Well, but by the middle of nowhere you mean somewhere out in the desert of Nevada or Montana, yes, maybe you are. But
it's not even great here in New Hampshire in some places.
Here it's hilly, and we are chucked full of liberals that hate the idea of a terrible radio tower showing that we're moving into the new millennium.
Well, anyway, either way, having a phone, a smartphone with the ability to stream video over Qik.com is invaluable. Had they been streaming over Qik.com, the police would not have been able to erase the video. Now, we're hoping they get the video back through an undelete process of trying to rescue the data. It's possible. But if that had streamed out the instant it had happened, then that video would have been out, and the cops would have, it would have been, that cat would have been out of the bag. There would have been no way for them to get it back in. So it's something that every activist should take a look at. For me, I've got a smartphone, and it costs me $40 extra per month. Basically, it doubled my costs. Actually, yeah, about doubled my costs. Went from like $35 to $70 plus taxes. It ends up being about $80, $78 a month to have unlimited data on my smartphone. That way, wherever I am, as long as I've got cell phone service, I can stream out video from my phone. And that's something that is going to, I think, change the tides between the activists and the police out there. It's going to give us an edge that we've never had before, because it's good enough. It's good when you've got cameras and good when you've got audio recording devices, but it doesn't, I don't think, get any better than having the ability to literally broadcast to the internet as something is going down. So activists should consider getting themselves that kind of equipment, especially if they're going to be out and about doing activism, but just in general, to have with you, have a little voice recorder in your car or something like that, in the, you know, the midsection of the car or the glove compartment or something, to where you can have access to it at any time. You never know when you might end up needing something like that. So also I want to remind people that Jason and Pete had encouraged people to start saying no to these cops and to start disobeying and to start doing some non-cooperation, and that's what they did. But when you look at the story and you see that Jason ended up getting pepper sprayed for not giving his identification and not, not assisting them in their kidnapping process. So instead of putting his hands on the car and putting them behind him, he made them do it for him. They ended up charging him with resisting arrest. So please understand that if you are going to do non-cooperation, there is a very good chance that you're going to go into a jail cell. There is a chance you are going to encounter a rogue cop and that they're going to pepper spray you or possibly worse.
Well, this is essentially what they're not really even rogue. This is essentially what they're taught to do.
Yeah.
You might get lucky and find a police officer, you know, an older cop on the beat who's, sort of understands that they're peace officers or somebody who doesn't take their job as a law enforcement officer very seriously. But these people are of the opinion that if you lose control of a situation, that you are a poor officer and you're going to die in the wrong situation. That's what they're told. They're told that losing control is not what they're supposed to do, so they essentially have to arrest you if you refuse to comply with what they say, and even if what they say is illegal. That's why they have that catch-all charge of disorderly conduct, because it's essentially made everything that a cop does that's illegal, legal.
Yep. So prepare for the worst and be ready for it. But hopefully you'll have activists that are willing to back you up. Hopefully you'll have video cameras that can stream out to the internet, to where if they do arrest you, if they are abusive toward you, you have the evidence to document that and to put it online and to show people what these government gangsters are doing with their money. This is, we're all paying for this. Taxpayer dollars are going to enact this tyranny upon people. But the one way that people are going to really get it through their heads that this is not a free country is by being able to see these things happen. And if you've got activists backing you up and you've got a bunch of people with you, you're safer in situations like this. These guys are out in the middle of the woods, basically, in rural Mississippi with no streaming options. And they were, they're caught off guard as a result of that. Here in New Hampshire, we've got the Porcupine 411, which is a great little cell phone service where if you've got a cell phone, you can dial a Pork 411 phone number. And in fact, Jason and Pete could do it if they had the number. You dial this number, as long as you've got cell phone service, you can stream out audio that, as soon as you hang up the phone, is distributed to hundreds of activists that are subscribing to that. So that's another way to get some information out there. But at this stage in the game, with the government being as tyrannical as it is, and we've all experienced it. Julia, you went to jail over having a little bit of marijuana as you were traveling the country at one point, as you mentioned earlier. Mark, you've been in prison for 9 years. I went to jail over, not sitting fast enough in a courtroom. But the more attention we can bring to these atrocities, the better off we're going to be. The more people are going to wake up and get a clue that something needs to be done. And I think that what that something is, besides getting active and, doing the political thing, which is, again, a better option here in New Hampshire than it is in a lot of places, I think that mass non-cooperation is the answer. I think that if enough people non-cooperate with the state, don't obey all of its demands, I'm not saying go out and do 100% non-cooperation, just a little bit, dabble in it here and there, see how it works out. If enough people were to start doing that, they would not be able to handle it. They wouldn't be able to handle the caseload if people just non-cooperated and took those cases to trial. They wouldn't be able to afford it. They'd run out of money, and they would have to change their behavior because the local governments don't have the ability to just print out money like the feds do. So they have a very distinct budget, and if they go over that budget, they actually will run out of money, unlike the feds. The feds, they can just keep printing it, so you're pretty much screwed when you're dealing with them. But at least the local guys, you can bankrupt them. You can cash them out if you have enough people with the courage that Pete and Jason and Adam showed yesterday, the courage that Sam showed a few weeks back. I think that's going to be a critical element to achieving liberty in our lifetime, is for people having the ability and the courage and the willingness to not go along with this tyranny anymore. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything here, so we'll go to another story. WXYZ in Warren, Michigan, reporting that relatives and friends of 16-year-old Robert Mitchell are in search of answers. Their teenager was killed by a police taser as he ran away from Warren officers. A vigil was held Sunday night, and his mother talked about what happened. Warren say Mitchell was driving a car with expired tags. So he died because he had expired tags.
Yeah, the little piece of metal they stick on the back of the car, the sticker on it didn't have the right year.
And as officers pulled him over, they say he ran and tried to hide inside a house. At some point, there was a struggle, and an officer used the taser. Relatives say young Mitchell was no more than 110 pounds at his age 16, and he posed no significant threat to law enforcement. But spokesbureaucrat for the Warren Police Department told Action News that officers were just following their taser guidelines. And I'm sure that they'll do an investigation. They'll find that they were by the book and everything's fine.
Is this the same taser guidelines that they use on 7-year-olds? Because, I mean, you know, we see stories like this all the time of officers using them on tiny little people. And, well, just as a surprise here, the same as the taser was meant to replace the billy club, the same way the billy club hurts little people more than it hurts big people, the taser hurts little people more than it hurts big people. And, I must say the taser's a little cleaner than the billy club, but it still kills people. It still hurts people.
Yep. And there was also another video that I saw today of somebody running from the cops with a helicopter shot of them, you know, classic helicopter shot of somebody being chased by the police. He lays down and gives up, submits himself, basically. Puts his arms out, legs out, lays down, and as the first cop comes up, he gives him a full-speed kick to the head. Hour 3's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.